Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Isikhathi sithi 15 after 4 o'clock, singena isigabeni sokugcina, sijula ngezwi, kodwa ke, ngasho nje ukuthi le segment ikhethekile kakhulu because sizokhuluma ngani, matters of the heart, bazalwane, ngikanye ne couple enhle la, ngiyacabanga ukuthi le voice sine, lama voice seniyawazi, ngino Uncle Bongs, ngikanye no, bathe ngimbize Antapi because uncle angeke ahambe yedwa. Kumele ahambe no auntie, uncle no auntie.
Yeah.
Eceleni. Sanibonani.
Sawona sisi.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. Thobela.
Thobela.
Sanibonani.
Yeah. Okay, ithingidlule ngama comments iqala la ku Facebook, umfundisi uNonhlanhla Pontso Ngwenya. Uthi listening a wonderful show. Siyabonga Pastor Pontso Ngwenya. U Pastor Phil Sekume na uyasho uthi wow, what a line up. Uthi Jesus. Ngibonge nalapha ku Michael Buti Masuku. Uyazi ukuphi Michael Buti? Use England.
Oh wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, use England. Kusho ukuthi nje liyadiza le evangeli.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Lifinyelela nje zonke indawo. So today sibuka la matters of the heart.
Yeah.
Hey Uncle Bongs.
Yeah.
Indaba ejulile ngempela lena. Because when it comes to matters of the heart, hey sisuka sikhuluma kungaba izinto eziletha injabulo sometimes, kungaba izinto ukuthi ziletha isadness.
Yeah.
Heartbreak kuningi nje kusho ukuthi lana injabulo iphinde futhi ihambisane nokusadness but ithingi inikele kunina nis unpackele yona ukuthi kahlehle uma sikhuluma nge matters of the heart sisuka sikhuluma ngani.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now matters of the heart is very broad.
Yeah.
Because the heart is the foundation of our existence as human beings. That's where we operate from.
Yeah.
Anger, love, joy, happiness, all those things via the heart. It's like the station of our existence as humans.
Yes.
So if you say matters of the heart, you are not only talking about love, but since February is a month of love, we would love to unpack the foundations of love, whence it comes from. Tinage, as Christians, we are going to come from the heart of God, not only the heart of the human factor. I know there is the heart of the human factor when they say February is the month of love, Valentine's Day, and we came up with this thing. And I remember they say there is a guy called Saint Valentine's who came up with this theory of Valentine's Day, where he used to marry so many women in defiance of the Roman culture of love. So, Tinage, we are not in defiance. Here we want to comply to the heart of God who said, you shall multiply. So our multiplication is via the love of God. So I'm not alone. I'm with my wife. And kumnandi kukuba nonkosikazi, when you are with your wife, a couple that prays together stays together.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at the book of Corinthians. And my wife is very good at unpacking scripture. Every time, because my vision is not so good, how she actually got the love back was because she would read scripture to me. I would talk about something and I would say, but what does God say about this?
Yeah.
So today, because it is the month of love, from the beginning, we want to unpack what is the theory of love.
Mm-hmm.
What does God say about love?
Love.
We are not looking at it from you going to buy ngobo broke, we Valentine.
Yeah.
Uyothenga amabloma plastic.
Yeah.
Ngoba acheap.
Yeah.
Uze na ufike wabeke wardrobini uthi inkosikazi ngikuthengele amabhlomo.
Yeah.
Kodwa ukwazi ukuwabamba because you are afraid that she will realize that you are a cheapskate.
Mm-hmm.
We are also going to unpack love in a romantic setting.
Yeah.
We are also going to unpack love in a relationship setting before you get married, while you are thinking about going into marriage, while you are in the marriage. And we are also going to talk about our own experiences as husband and wife, where we come from in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Where have we been? What did we see? We are from marriages before. And I know a lot of people shun the fact that two people divorced can come together and still make it work.
Yeah.
You will be amazed. I mean, 5 years is a long time. Already, some relationships are in problems in 5 years.
Yeah.
But we are going from strength to strength.
Amen.
And we're also going to introduce another very interesting aspect of being married after divorce, which is blended families. Introducing your kids, which come from other marriages, blending those relationships.
Wow.
So I just want to introduce my wife here. Mathapelo Malaji. Kushuti wazwe watonsa or lethwa ngapha kwanqumalo. Yebo. Hey Thada.
Sanbonani. Dumelang Batieleji. As my husband Uncle Bongs has already said, we are here to empower one another.
Yeah.
So first of all, I think to make this easy, we just have to explain first that we are going to talk about love from a godly perspective.
Yes.
You know, we are kingdom people. And as Brother Freedom was saying, it starts by us renewing our minds. So if we renew our minds to a godly kingdom perspective, it's easy for us to deal with the issues of love. So what does the Bible say about love as a whole? So if you go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I think that's where it starts, because the Bible explains it very clearly. I'm going to read from the King James Version, that it says love suffers long.
Uh-huh.
Other translation says love is patient.
Yes.
It looks like it's easy, but it's actually not easy to be patient when you are in a love relationship. For an example, with me and you, Papa.
Yeah.
When I met you, you know, you couldn't see, your eyesight was very, very bad.
Yes.
And I didn't realize how bad your eyesight was until we actually sat down and you explained to me your condition of your eyesight. So I had a choice. I had to be patient there.
For sure.
You know, patience is when you are a child of God and your faith is being tested.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. So I have to ask you this, because there must be a couple out there. One has realized, and in many couple situations, it's not like you met me in this condition. In some couples' instances, it develops while they are in the relationship. Uvele kuvele nje isimo esikuthi ubaba akasakhoni ocansini, ubaba akasaboni emehlweni, ubaba izandla azisasebenzi. Noma ubaba is now getting a little bit slower than he used to be. It's affecting his effectiveness in the relationship. So now you say love is long suffering. Love is patient. Umama kumele enze njani? How does mama? I'm going to start with you ladies. I'm putting you on the spot here. How does a mama become patient in a situation where you can already see that this man is no longer going to be as effective as I expect him to be or he used to be?
From a godly perspective, as a woman, as the Bible says, that he that finds a woman finds favor from God.
Yes.
So as your favor, as you, I'm your helper.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit has a tendency to help you if you ask him.
Ah.
In this kind of situations where, especially if it happened when you are in the relationship already.
Yeah.
That's even most challenging because you did not choose. So somebody else did not choose.
Yes.
You actually were in the situation after you were in the marriage.
I must have done something good.
Well, you didn't do anything good. It's me. It was my choice. But, you know, I love you. So it was easy to make.
Wow.
Yes. So we thank God.
Yeah.
Because lebanna ba teng ke ya ba tseba ba ile hore they still stay with their wife even after. And then ba teng ba ile hore when the wife starts getting sick, he's nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And le basadi ba teng hore when the husband starts getting challenges, disabilities or whatever, maybe he loses his job. That's what the Bible is talking about, hore love is patient. And also it says love is kind.
Right.
You cannot say you love somebody if you are not kind to them.
Wow.
Yeah, dilo tso di a di a tsa maelana. You know.
Yeah. So love is patient, love is kind. And Kubega?
And love does not envy.
All right. So I want to unpack it from a practical perspective. To envy means we are in a relationship, you and I. Sihlale next door. The Joneses are going up in status.
Yeah.
They are maturing every day financially. You can see them growing from strength to strength. We don't know how they are doing it. But we can see that, the Joneses are doing well. Their kids are going to a good school. Their kids are wearing almost new clothes in December. Every now and then, they're able to go on holiday.
Yeah.
But now we are unable to. We are literally stagnated. Maybe spiritually, we are stagnated. So we cannot look at our lives from the Joneses' perspective.
Yeah.
We cannot look at the neighbors, how our neighbor is prospering. So envy is not acceptable to God. According to what you are reading now, we must not envy. Whether you are envying your neighbor or you are envying your friends or your sister or your brother. Oksalayo, envy is not going to be acceptable in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Unkulunkulu akasiphi ngokulingana. Iminwe yesandla ayilingani.
Yebo.
God gives us according to, I remember that scripture that says, you will actually unpack the scripture for me. God gave talents according to capacity.
Yes.
Some he gave five, some he gave two, and some he gave one. And in Empela, you can see how they manifested that gift from God. One who got five, he had capacity and he doubled it. The one who got two also had capacity for two, and he doubled it.
Yes.
The one who had one, already God knew from inception, ukuthi lo ngeke enze lutho ngangiluke ngimnika khona. Uzoba envious. And ngempela he took that one talent and buried it under the ground and waited for the man. And he told the king, ukuthi, but when a king, you reap where you did not sow. So I saw there, ukuthi, you don't deserve to get my work so that you can gain more. So envy is quite important for me when you say love does not envy. If that man had loved God or the king, he would not have thought of why and how the king is going to prosper from him doubling that one talent. So if he loved, if you love your neighbor, you are going to celebrate.
Yeah.
How they prosper.
Yes.
If you love your sister, you are going to celebrate that your sister is getting married August 3, August 4. When ungakazushade.
Yeah.
Just say.
Yeah.
Just say.
Okay, and what I can add futhi baba ngindaba ye envy. For mina ukuthi if a next door they are doing well, and like ekhaya, we are not doing well. Like when we met, you and I, you had lost everything.
Yes.
I was not with you when you were in the top of your career.
Yes.
While you were still guma radio lawa manye lawa semhlabeni.
Hey, umuntu buya kute.
Yeah.
Hey. I have to always put a disclaimer.
Yeah.
No, I was in the synagogue of Satan. yes. at some point, and Satan took everything of his and left me hanging.
Yeah. So you left. You left there, and when you lost your eyesight,
yeah,
you basically left, and you lost your job.
Yes.
Because most of your job includes script reading.
Right.
So yeah. you couldn't read scripts anymore.
Yes.
You couldn't pay for your car.
Yes.
You couldn't pay for your house.
Yes.
So when I found you, you were basically down and out.
Yes.
And I could have made a decision to say, okay, eating hambe no brothers ban bani ngoba unemoto.
Or unemali.
Or unemali.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm coming again from a spiritual and kingdom mindset.
Mm. Right.
Ngoba, I always go back there because we live by faith and not by sight. Ma ungu sister, ke tla e bolela ka segagesho.
Yeah.
Ge o le sesi, o nyaka monna. Ene o monyaka monna o ile gore o tshaba modimo. That's the first.
Right.
Eh, how envy, because now you don't want to get into a marriage.
Yeah.
With the wrong motives.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's where now we are in this month of love, trying to twice everyone who is in this kingdom to say that we are going to do things in a godly way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are going to choose the right partners, kingdom minded partners.
Mm-hmm.
And we are God is going to help us to choose people who are bachaba mudimu, because the first thing the Bible ir ke go tshaba modimo.
Yes.
The first wisdom.
Wisdom is fearing God first.
Yeah, fearing God. How ka ba le monna o a sa tshabe modimo le ha ka ba le di million.
Yeah.
Aba le chelete aba le eng.
Yeah.
You're not going to be happy in that marriage.
For sure.
Yeah. Ngicela ukubuza i question ne.
Yeah.
Ikakhulukazi kuwe Uncle Bongs.
Uh-huh.
As you said ukuthi both of you were imishado ngithi.
Yes.
And when Uncle Bongs by that time bongamazi uNkulunkulu boyiphilela nje impilo yakho.
Yeah.
So my question is la ukuthi uyawubona yini umehluko?
Mm-hmm.
Good this marriage obona kwamanje ne marriage obokuyona ekuqaleni ngoba khona manje kusho ukuthi uphila impilo ezihlukile ezithu.
Yes.
And khona manje ubona kukusiza kanjani ukuthi uphile lempilo iphilayo in your marriage.
You know, my pastor Wally today was preaching such a beautiful sermon.
Yeah.
And he was talking about your purpose and your proximity to God.
Yeah.
And that God is there. Even the Israelites, when they were coming out of Egypt, God was present. We are always constantly in the presence of God. But because we don't know, if you don't know that you are in the presence of God, you are not going to live the purpose of why God is there.
Yeah.
So being in the world versus being in the kingdom is understanding your purpose.
Yeah.
According to the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm in the kingdom of Satan, I'm going to call it literally like it is.
Yeah.
In the kingdom of Satan, everything you do from your might and your power and your ability. Yonke into umufuna imali, you make sure that you get advice from moneyed minded people who will advise you how to invest here. To put your money there. And I'm not saying don't invest. Do not misunderstand me.
Yeah.
I am saying in the kingdom of God, we are living in the commonwealth of God to help other children of God. In the kingdom of Satan, you are living in the kingdom to empower yourself for yourself about yourself. And that self-empowerment is the reason we fall, because we don't know that we are fighting not against flesh and blood enemies, but we are fighting the spiritual leaders, the spiritual powers of darkness. And so you don't know that you are in a war. So Pastor Wally gave an example of King David when he was in his palace at the time when he was supposed to be in battle. And when he neglected his purpose of being a battle-minded king, which is why God put him in that stance in the first place.
Yeah.
He was living in the purpose of God. When he fought Goliath, he was living in the purpose of God.
Mm.
When he killed the animals against the sheep,
yeah,
he was living in the purpose of God. So now comes a time when he is now getting a little bit despondent and a little bit lukewarm.
Mm.
When he's lukewarm, he forgets that why he's here is for the purpose of God.
Yeah.
And that's when he was meandering and lingering, and he had too much time in his hands to look through the window and see somebody else's wife bathing there,
mm,
and end up usathane wamthatha wamnika amehlo kaSathane wabona unkosikazi womunye umuntu wamlangazelela waze wamshela. So he went according to the evil mindset of being idle,
yeah,
in the world and not living for the purpose of God.
Mm.
So all this time, he ended up killing the man because he wanted his wife.
Mm.
So do you see, Uguti, every time you are idling, like I was in the world,
mm,
there is no purpose for God, even if God is there,
yeah,
in your life.
Yeah.
But there is no purpose. You are living, mm, an idle lifestyle.
Yeah.
So therefore, that is why you get attacked easily. That is why you are playing in the playground of Satan. Uzokudribula uSathane because you are playing his field and you, yeah, are playing to his tune, to his music.
Yeah.
Because you don't know your God.
Yeah.
And so therefore, there is no wisdom there. So to answer your question, the world versus the kingdom, the mindset is different because in the kingdom, you are not working for yourself, but you are working according to the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
For God, for God's citizens.
Mm.
In the world, you are working for yourself, and for yourself. Even if you are saying you are creating wealth for your family, you are creating wealth. But who number one, wuwe?
Mm.
You are the number one there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the major, major difference between the two.
Wow.
Mm.
Mm. Sister Abby.
Yay.
Hey. Uyamuzwa uyazi
kesemona
waitsking I unpack her in a way a long hori, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know I wisdom lena
wisdom
le esikhuluma ngayo. Yes.
Mm, you know, one thing that makes me to love this man even more is that we've been together for almost 5 years only.
Yeah.
And when I met him, he did not know even Psalms 23 kuri asabale le bible
asatsibiluri
you God is my shepherd.
But you know, he has grown so much spiritually. It's amazing.
Yeah.
The level in which he quotes scriptures, it's amazing.
Yeah.
When we go to places and he's with these pastors and bishops and Bab Mutsahor, which theology school did you go to? You know, he's really exactly like Paul.
Yeah.
Or Paul, you know, nobody taught Paul. The Holy Spirit taught him after he was blind.
Yeah.
Exactly what happened to Bongs. He got blind and then he found God.
Yes.
So kusho ukuthi nje uNkulunkulu ukubusisile ngabo lobubhlakani, but cause bongazi bobusebenzisa eindaweni as wrong.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then ithe mawavula mehlo futhi.
Yeah.
Mm. Wathi avule kodwa manje ubone ubone ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
And now usebenzisa lobuhlakani akuphe bona.
Yeah.
Mm. La manje so usebenzela the kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yokukhanya.
But I'll tell you what,
yeah,
you know, when you look at the life of Moses,
yes,
Moses was educated by the Pharaohans, if I can put it that way. The,
yeah,
Egyptians were probably the most knowledgeable people in that time of Moses.
Mm.
And Moses found God 80 years later. What delayed him was himself.
Mm.
He took too long to understand his standpoint with God. Remember, God was always there. God manifested in many ways to Moses.
Mm.
But Moses took too long.
Mm.
By the time God manifested himself on the burning bush, Moses was already 80 years old. But all that knowledge that Moses acquired in Egypt, it came to pass.
Mm.
So all things work together
for
the good of those who love the Lord.
Amen.
And those that the Lord has chosen for his purpose.
Amen.
So eventually, noma ungenayo uNkulunkulu or ungamazi, at some point, all the knowledge that you gain, God will use for good at some point in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
Hallelujah.
It is tate a break encane lana ne and then uma sibuya mhlambe lapha emakhaya bane comment and singaqhuquzela kakhulu bazalwane ne ukuthi mhlambe amaviki maloko ahamba akuba ukuthi maybe si discussa kwamanye ama discussion wethu kube ukuthi kuna one or two people okuwukuthi mhlambe sizodiscussa matters of the heart ezabo like you ask a question and then udinga usizo mhlambe ithinyeze iexample ungumuntu omusha and then mhlambe usayilungiselela ukungena emshadweni but kusese nezinto ezikuphazamisayo like for instance mhlambe nile kobo marriage counseling
yeah.
And then so ba na ma doubts manje akiri ke mo yanong di neto ka re diatso
mola
yes yeah. So ba na ma doubts so now una ma minds out too
yeah.
Should I marry this guy or not after ukuthi ngizwe lezi zinto abazwile ku counselor
yeah
kumele ngiqhubeke na o ubhutiza ngapha bekathi ushada lo sisi bekuvele ezinye izinto. So now
double minded. Yeah.
We can help you. Nangu Uncle Bongs, nangu Antafi.
Yeah.
Ungathumela your question or mhlambe wathumela lapho ongathanda ukuthi ke sikusize ngakho. Ungakhohlwa phela ukuthi singu radio pulpit singumsiza ngithi.
Yes.
And then singumngani. So asikusize kulokho ungagcini ungene emshadweni and then kusasa bese ke uyayisola and then you know ibuthloko yang this thing ya hore wathi kusale ka dibona di red flag
yeah
hey ke dibone man ka first day and then most yabantu mongabalalela iitori zabo okuwukuthi mhlambe akusekho right sokubheka kuma divorce uzokutshela usisi or ubhuti athi ngiwabonile ama red flag
yeah
but ngawathatha ngawafaka under the carpets.
Yeah. Abo mama, they've got this mentality.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to put a disclaimer.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a chauvinist.
Uh-huh.
But it is very imperative to say these things.
Yeah.
Ne?
Mm.
So in any essence, uma wabona ma red flags. Don't think mina ngizomshintsha lo muntu.
Yes.
Your mindset is always thinking, I will sort him out.
Yeah.
Give you a perfect example. Ukushele unendoda yakho, lo baba. How do you think he's going to be later in the relationship with you? How is he going to change? That's who he is.
Yeah.
Uyababona abafazi babanye abantu.
Yebo. That's a problem.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, asasina umhlabelelo sisalindele ama calls or ungathumela your voice note une comment unombuzo. Yeah, or mhlambe nawe uyathanda ukuthi usize la ungasiza khona njoba nabo baloku bafaka nodaba lwabo ukuthi bahlangane kanjani njoba namuhla kuyi couple enhle kangaka 0123341322 onga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 and then if kukhona ongavumelani nakho ngalapho sikunikeza ithuba lokuthi kuveze but ngithanda ukuthi ngigcizelele indaba ukuthi kuveze kodwa in a respectful way or ngingathi ngendlela enothando futhi ngaphakathi yes
enenhlonipho
enothando futhi ngaphakathi yes ngoba angithi mo umuntu awazi yonke into you may think ukuthi okay mngenza kanje ngenza kahle kodwa umunye umuntu malalela athi hayi mina ngiyibona ngenye indlela so you are more than welcome ukuthi nawe singezwa uvo lwakho njengoba ke sikhuluma udaba lothando sikhuluma matters of the heart 0123341322 onga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 noma SMS ku 37871 and then the Telegram yasebenza same number 0826572729
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Uncle Bongs, Mombu Ganji, I know, ukuthi nawe uhlabelela lengoma. Bona Thixo, unginikile wenhliziyo yam.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Othandwa nguwe.
Yeah. Like, you know, God gave Eve.
Yes.
To Adam.
Yeah.
Because God realized it is not good
for a man.
For a man. To be alone.
Hey, or rather, Shatani Vagitsi. Again, it's Shatani Bobaba.
You know, when God gives you your mlingani, God does it in such a way that it is a perfect match.
Yeah.
And she is suitable.
Yeah.
The word suitable means when, for instance, when you go shopping,
yeah.
I give you a perfect example.
Yeah.
You check what size shoe am I?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find a suitable shoe that will fit the occasion of why you are buying that shoe.
Uh-huh.
The color of the suit that you will match it with that shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So you take time
to
make sure that that shoe is 100% suitable for your feet, for your walking, for the terrain you are going to be using it for.
Mm.
For instance, you can't buy a moccasin shoe to go and climb a mountain.
Yeah.
You can't buy a high heel shoe to go and play soccer.
Yeah.
So why then, ladies, don't
take,
you
take
find
time to know
a
her.
Suitable why? Why don't you make sure this partner of yours that you are choosing is suitable
for you?
Can I unpack suitable for you?
Yes, please.
You eat breakfast because it is suitable for a day's work. You make sure that that breakfast makes you energetic up until lunchtime. You eat lunch because you need to be heavy so that when you get back to work, you've got enough strength and energy. You eat dinner so that you know it is flavorable and it will be warm for you to go to bed.
Mm.
So why don't you take time bafowethu zinsizwa?
Yep.
Nifune osisi abasuitable.
Hey.
According to the power of the Almighty God.
Hey.
So ask God.
And bakhona yazi.
Yeah.
Bakhona yazi Uncle Bongs.
Baninga
sometimes umuntu malimele la alimele khona. Hey, seka yasaba ucabanga ukuthi the next person kuzoba, you know, the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No, it cannot be the same thing because as you see Tabi and I sitting here, it's not to say that we don't have any issues, baby. Ne?
Mm.
But there are times when we are having an argument
or
a disagreement,
okay,
or a mismanagement of thinking or a deviation from protocol. And then when she starts saying certain things, I can tell that the temperature is rising now. Now, akusase uyena okhulumayo, sekukhuluma ienga manje. Now, what I need to do as a man is to step back and listen. I mustn't say, hey, ungazongithelela wena ngizokushaya. No. I must then say, what is her pain? What is it that she's fighting or struggling with right now? So the only way is to listen to you, ne? And keep quiet. Very, very important. Sit back, put your head down, humble yourself as a man. She's shouting, she's belittling you, she's insulting you. She's saying very hurtful things to you that you feel, hey, yazi yangithunuka ke lento ayishilo manje, ingishaya below the belt. So what must you do in that situation? I tend to keep quiet because I've got a little bit of wisdom since umshado wamanje ngoku. treated differently to before. So now I keep quiet and I listen. But within that statement that you are saying, I can hear your pain. I can hear where you are coming from. And I can hear where you are wrong. And I can hear where we shy as concussion because you are actually untapping or tapping right into my pain as well.
Yeah.
You are telling me my shortcomings. You are telling me where I fall short.
Mm.
You are raising very important points while you are in anger. So I must take the time to hear you and listen. Then go and think about it. 99% of the times, I must pray and say, Nkulunkulu, uyambona ke manje lo mlingano onginike yena. Uthi, uthi, uthi. Do you know that God will hit you with a scripture right there and then?
Yeah.
Mm.
You will get some wisdom and you will think, oh, okay, sorry, God, I didn't realize that. And then by the time you go back to Nkosigazi to unpack the issue, you will see that there is somewhere where you went wrong and you need to apologize. And then we can, that's called humility. It's not humiliation. There's a big difference between humiliation and humility. Being humble. Uzomuzi Nkosigazi ukuthi uthini. Because Tina, God gave us the strength physically. But God gave a woman wisdom and words to unpack. You guys are as sharp as a serpent when it comes to articulating what you feel in your heart.
Yeah.
But Tina, we don't have that wisdom. We are given something else.
Yes.
We are given logic.
Mm.
You are given a heart. So a heart is hurt all the time.
Yeah.
The heart is hurt. Hey. Hashtag the heart is hurt.
Yeah. Okay, gune comment lana ne. Ngicela silalele umama Umpumi ongale eMossel Bay.
Ngiyabulisa abesithujo kumalume, kumalume noanti nakusisi osemaqhosheni ngegama elihlele ngosithi uYesu Kristu nakubaphulaphule bonke emakhaya kwindawo zonke abaphulaphule kuzo. Umalume unendawo endinikeze umdla, uchaphazele ukuthi umalume umuntu uye athi, especially kwicala labantu bangomama, uye athi umntu ndiyayibona leyo uba uyanxila kodwa hayi akunandaba ndizomshada noba uyanxila ndizomshintsha. Uchaphazele loo nto umalume, ebonise ukuthi umalume noko akavumelani yena nale nto. Then ke ngoku entliziyweni yam kunyuka umbuzo uthi ndiyamvuma lume andiphikisani naye ne ndiyavumelana naye. Kodwa ke ngoku kunyuka kwakhona ke ngumbuzo ukwengeza kule nto umalume athetha ngayo. Kunyuka ke ngoku umbuzo uthi ifana nale nto aze athi umfana okanye le ntombazane, hayi ngiyamshada ngoba ngiyamthanda noba kasindiswanga. Kungasho umfana, kungasho intombazana, hayi ngiyamshada noba kasindiswanga nangona uNkulunkulu yena uthe no. Kodwa ke ngoku ngoba ma ngiyamthanda lo mfana nalo mfana mhlawumbi uyayithanda lo ntombazana athi hayi ngiyamshada noba kasindiswanga uzawusindiswa seke phambili. Angicela umalume akacacise kulendawo. Ngaba ngulo mfana ozawusindisa le ntombazana okanye yiye ntombazana ezawusindisa lo mfana okanye uNkulunkulu ozawusindisa lo mfana okanye le ntombazana? Kodwa uNkulunkulu yena uthe no, awushadi ngaphandle, ushada ngaphakathi. Makasincede umalume to konakele, konakele phandle apha kubi. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Uncle Bongs.
Wazi wangifaka engcupheni lo
mama. How about siyibekele next week because yabona isikhathi sithini? Sizokwazi ukuyiphendula.
Well,
akube question yet of the week.
Yeah, no, it's perfect how you are, your Holy Spirit is telling you.
Yes.
But umama ufuna ukuyizwa manje question. It's not you who's going to change this man who is a nxila guy.
Yeah.
You must pray to God to see if you are in that relationship for a purpose for him to change.
Yeah.
Maybe God has called you to come and change this person. But it's not you. Nina, you say, I will change him.
Mm.
No. You are not God. You are not Holy Spirit. You are not a sanctifier. So pray to God to change him. Maybe marrying him in his state is not a good idea. Maybe change him and help him to get out of this being an alcoholic persona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let God.
Okay. Sister Phi?
Yeah, Mama Mpumi, mina ngathi lo sisi lo othi ufuna ukuba nalo bhuti lo. And then ubhuti lo akasindiswanga. Or usisi akasindiswanga ubhuti usindisiwe.
Okanye uyanxila.
Darkness and light cannot come together because there will be a clash of spiritual you know, spirits there. So unkulunkulu yena vele wa re tshwarela modimo, he's got a way of forgiving our mistakes and turning our mistakes to be a blessing, just like David when he slept with somebody's wife, but God turned that seed into something great in the future. So but what we can do now is to control the situation. Ukuthi sicela laba these young people, tell them ukuthi angeke ukwazi ukuba nomuntu ongamazi uJesu.
Yes.
Ngoba anizotlasha imimoya yenu angeke ihlangane. Ukuthi umuntu uzomshintsha akukhonakala ukuthi umuntu ungamshintsha ashilo ubaba. Angeke umshintshe, umuntu ushintshwa uJesu. And if uJesu ufuna umshade loyo muntu loyo, chubeka umthandazele. Umtshela uNkulunkulu ukuthi lo muntu ngiyambona ukuthi ungathi angaba indoda e right for mina, but Jesu akakwazi lo muntu lo baba lo. Ngicela umthathe, ngicela umsindise, umshumayeze ke invite esontweni ke, ukhulume no pastor ukuthi pastor nanga umuntu la
ngiyamthanda
kodwa akamazi uJesu.
Yeah,
that will be the start. If yena akekho serious uzobaleka.
Hallelujah.
And Antapi, lento ukhuluma from
experience. Yes.
Yes, you know ukuthi ukhuluma ngani.
Yes.
Azange uthi uNkulunkulu nangu Uncle Bongs. Hayi mina ngizomshintsha ngiphe yena. Kodwa wenzeni, uye wakhuleka kuNkulunkulu wathi nangu umuntu angazi ukuthi uphuma kuwena of kanjani.
Mara ngiyamthanda.
Yes.
He seems like a good man.
Yes.
Ubonakala ngoba bakhona esontweni laba bengibathola but bengaboni ama qualities lo anawo. So but ngiyathandaza ukuthi Jesu awu shem. Lo ndoda le inhle man. Iyenza izinto ezingithandayo. Uthi radio check iti ratang kudukudu mudimo mu change lena. Akere mudimo wa re tseba gore re batho ba jwang. Mudimo wa bona gore okay ari ke thushe ngwana wa kao antusha. But are promote, we do not promote.
Yes.
Ukuthi abo sisi bahambe bayofuna abo bhuti basezweni. Or abosisi basezu ngoba anyeke bahlangane.
Okay, ngicela siyivaleni bazalwane lo. Ngangu Pastor Ray Seka la. Siyabuya futhi next week ne.
Amen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and then mhlambe singahlala futhi kule ndaba ya Mampumi ne.
Yeah.
Niyibambila ngithi.
Ya siyiphete.
Niyibambila. Okay. Siyiphete. All right, nitholakala kanjani uma ningekho la emoyeni?
Alright, Tina, you can find me on Uncle Bongs, hashtag Uncle Bongs.
Yeah.
And you can also find us at Church in the City in Bretts on De Kruon Street.
Yeah.
Every Sunday, every Monday evening, and every Saturday
and
every Tuesday afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
We are always there. Then next week, Sunday, we are right here on pulpit. And we're going to be unpacking some more of the foundations of love.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow.
For the month of Feb.
And ningakhohlwa bazalwane, especially abobaba, uUncle Bongs on a podcast.
Yes.
Now ubheke khona indaba zabobaba ngithi.
Yes, it's called Uncle Bongs Podcast.
Podcast. Lani ixoxa khona ningabobaba.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Asihlangane futhi evikini elizayo. God bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.